You are listening the voice of Nishant Singh, and we are doing Thomas Hardy's Far From the Madding Crowd. And so flip up to our next chapter, chapter number 21, Hardy's Literary Style. The style of Hardy is a deliberate and grave style. This is thought falls into phrases and paragraphs and massiveness. Rarely can it be called supple, agile, brilliant. The sentences do not flash out with a bright play or wit of fancy. The keen epigram, the swift brilliant saying are rare. He prefers to build up his speech upon a statelier plan and cultivate a sustained equality. He gives us a comfortable sense of dealing with realities. His economy in the use of words helps towards a general effect of gravity and deliberation. The measured expressions one with another compose an organic whole. There is no hurry. The reader accepts everything without any immediate sensation of wonder or surprise. This sensation is felt when the story is over. Then comes the flush of emotion and the accumulated truth and beauty last come home to us in their unity and entirety. Much of the dignity of Hardy's style comes from his occupation with dignified natures, being of a pagan resignation, not creatures skilled in light emotions and stray impressions. Hardy's workmanship is scholarly, and his manner in large like the manner of the early masters of English prose. He knows how much strength and beauty spring from the simplest words when chosen and well arranged by a scholarly taste. It is true that all times he writes swiftly, even dully and a little pompously, but a wider view shows him declining to owe the beauty of language any effect which is not inherent in the story. Harold Child says, his object is to say exactly what he means to say. If the subject is in itself great or moving or beautiful, then his prose will convey to you the impression of greatness, or will touch you to tears or uplift you with beauty. But he never will rely upon ornament nor even upon subtlety of sound or cadence for an effect which is the situation cannot produce itself. His terms and phrases may not startle us disproportionately to their importance, but they fill us with a continual pleasure. He has not the delicate and discriminating ear of the supreme artist. He has no natural eloquence of language. He is also apt to be pedantic, especially in his constant reference to art. Many of his allusions would be unintelligible to his readers without a competent knowledge of Dutch and Italian pictures. The same criticism applies to his introduction of scientific terms from architecture, geology, astronomy, botany, optics, etc. He uses expressions like monochromatic, photosphere, redemptic, theolatry, isometric, pink, nebulosity, simulacra, diaphragms. Some of these words have been latterly absorbed in literature. A few may on be their way to acceptance, but there are some which are not likely soon to come into vogue. The chief quality of Hardy's style is its lucidity, which makes for an impressiveness. It has also a plastic quality which makes it clothe exactly the shade of meaning he wants to express. This enables him to describe agreeable things in most pleasing language, Hardy aims at the complete effects propounded by the harmony of the subject matter and its treatment, so that when finished, his novel should give an aesthetic pleasure similar to that given by a fine painting.